USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The day before Thanksgiving has arrived. It's traditionally thought of as one of the busiest days for travel in America, and it seems to be living up to its billing, according to reports from airports and highways nationwide. The East Coast expected to experience the coldest Thanksgiving it's had, perhaps in more than 25 years. Also, just in time for making the Thanksgiving meal, a warning from the CDC not to include romaine lettuce in any form.
Check your refrigerators. If you have any type of romaine lettuce, go ahead and throw it away and do not eat it.
That's the CDC's Dr. Laura Jaratowski, who says 32 people in 11 states and 18 in Canada have become ill because of E. coli that's apparently come from tainted romaine lettuce. One person's been killed, five others seriously injured in a fiery crash on the Brooklyn Bridge in New York this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Rains are coming to Northern California. They could provide relief to firefighters who are battling the deadly campfire, but might also bring flash floods. 3 to 6 inches of rain expected through tomorrow, and that could make things dangerous for fire crews and displaced survivors. At least 81 people are dead from the campfire alone. 3 more people killed to the south by the Woolsey Fire. Meanwhile, there are hundreds of fire evacuees with no place else to go than a Walmart parking lot in Chico. This man says they've heard they're going to be run out of there soon by authorities.
No matter what way you look at it, every single person here is sleeping outside because society has failed to take care of their needs.
The Labor Department says the number of Americans filing for first-time jobless benefits last week hit a four-month high, 224,000, the highest level since June. And this is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
One U.S. state's taking another step in its fight against the opioid epidemic. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Florida Republican Attorney General Pam Bondi is suing Walgreens and CVS over what she says is their role in the opioid crisis. Bondi explains on Fox News why everyone needs to be held accountable.
Well, millions of pills were going to pharmacies, and they knew the red flags. They were warned of the red flags. That's what our lawsuit alleges. This is part of a big, big picture. And, you know, whether you are a manufacturer, distributor, a pharmacy, and you see millions of pills coming into a distribution center right in Florida, in Lakeland, Florida, and over 2 million going to Tampa alone, they knew there were things to look for. They didn't look for them. Hey, I applaud the efforts that they're doing now. And again, we want this to be a collaborative effort to solve the problem together. And that includes having prevention, having treatment, having Narcan, Naloxone available, education. And that's how they were all part of the problem, and now they have to be part of the solution.
And what's being called the match is just 2 days away, as golf rivals Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods are going to be meeting in a one-on-one encounter in Las Vegas. The winner gets $9 million. Remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.